This is from one of the 50-50 columns today. From a Barbara Kay of Narre Warren in Victoria, and she writes, "Who needs drugs of any kind? I went to see Neil Diamond in concert and have been high as a kite ever since." Well, there's a warning to people in Narre Warren. There's a woman off her face on Neil Diamond roaming the streets. Watch out, she'll be scarpering over the back fence with your VCR in order to fund her easy listening habit. And as you know, Mickey, Neil Diamond leads to the harder stuff. Manilow, Clayderman, the three tenors. And it's been proven it affects your short-term memory. Mm. You go to a Neil Diamond concert, nobody sings along to any of his recent stuff. They just sit there calling for Hot August Night. Mind you, it does have its supporters. Mm. Listen to this letter. "I am a 45-year-old professional who has held down a senior management position for the last 12 years. My wife and I enjoy a relaxing bit of Neil Diamond every evening, and it hasn't affected us in the slightest. Many friends of ours are also casual users, and we believe that small amounts of Neil, when used with discretion, are completely harmless. Yeah. On the other hand, we do have a friend who's been experimenting with the soundtrack to Jonathan Livingston Seagull since age 14. He recently overdosed and is now reduced to injecting beautiful noise through the eardrum. I don't know who his supplier is, but often the tapes are cut with weaker stuff off the Tennessee Moon album."